It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
When it comes to this spring, obviously you've been through this before. This is a cliche question, but have you done anything different like this time around that sort of allowed things to click for you?
Not really. I think it's a combination of things, just kind of refining the pitch mix, just getting confident with my stuff in zone, just based off seeing some analytical stuff, and then just kind of taking a little bit of a longer off season last year to just kind of reset the body after the time I was with Oakland, and just the knees and everything. So it was just a little bit of all those just kind of coming together at once.
So when you say look at some analytical stuff, I have to ask, like,
yeah,
that's a broad statement.
Yeah,
but so, like, so what is the thing, without giving away any trade secrets, but yeah, it's interesting.
But no, I guess really just kind of refining my pitch shapes to just be more effective from, you know, just my arm slot and just kind of how all the pitches work together. Just, I guess, like one, making my, I guess, slur more of a sweeper. Just,
okay.
Just changing,
so that's
shape,
one of the things you did a little bit.
Changing the shape of my cutter a little bit. Just kind of dialing those things in just to make them, I guess, just be perceived a little bit differently.
Every organization's different, right? And every organization, when you get somewhere, said we can tweak this, tweak that. Mm-hmm. So those would be a couple of things that, like, said, hey, listen, and I don't know if it's in the off season or it's when you get here, like, how, because again, yeah, I have no idea. Like,
for me, it was just when I was looking to sign here, they're like, yeah, we have some ideas on, you know, just a couple different off-speed pitches and how to make those just a little bit crisper, basically, just by adding a little bit of depth or horizontal break to them and stuff like that. Just kind of basically them just telling me which versions of my pitches play the best. It's kind of just how it works out.
Well, that's another thing is that, you know, we talk a lot about the secret sauce of, let's say, Tampa, right? And everyone over there will just immediately say, throw your best pitch, strike one.
Yeah.
Have you been, is this another, sometimes you think that and you want to do it and then maybe you go away from it. Like, has that been another element of this or?
Maybe not that exactly, but just kind of being, I'd say just seeing the different analytical stuff just kind of just gives me more confidence to be able to attack the zone versus before, where I would be trying to miss a bat or trying to be too fine on the edge of the zone. Just kind of give me more confidence on just attacking from pitch one, which is something I hadn't done in the past. And then just learning, I guess, just how, like I said before, how the things play off each other, knowing I don't have to throw a huge curveball to strike someone out. I just need to throw it in the right spot based off the previous pitch, just things like that.
It's all the good stuff. I mean, considering we never stop learning, right?
Yeah,
it's nutty. So to go way back, when you were a kid, did you ever dress up in the Red Sox uniform for Halloween?
For Halloween, no.
Or for anything? Yeah.
I don't think I ever dressed up like a uniform-wise, but I had tons of like the player T-shirts with the names in the back.
All right, who was the Pedro?
I had a handful. I mean, Pedro, Manny, Poppy, Veritek.
What was your sweet spot team?
I mean, I was that hard the whole time, so I mean.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. Like the one that you like.
So I guess 04, I was 10. I was 10 years
perfect.
Old.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, yeah.
And then 07, I was 13 or whatever. It ends up being 14. But so I'd say 04, 07, right?
Did you ever read the Mike Lowell book?
I didn't read that. No,
well, you should, because okay. I co-authored it. So anyway, but the point is, it's like this is not to get all sort of sentimental and yeah. whatever, but this is a cool thing, right? I remember when I was growing up, and I would say, hey, you know what? If you told me you can play professional baseball, but you have to play for the Yankees. No, I would never play for the Yankees, right? That's how our mind works. I want to play for my hometown team, and here you are, you know, on the verge of that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously the goal's always been to just play pro baseball and been doing that for a bit. So, I mean, like if you were to ask me coming into pro ball if I was ever going to play for the Sox, it would always just be like a, yeah, hopefully at one point kind of thing. So
yeah.
It's cool that it actually worked out this year and that I'm feeling good and things are going well. So it's been a good little couple months here.
So another cliche question. Do you remember the first time you walked in? I would imagine Fenway was your first major league game, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that game?
So there's two like that kind of mesh together in my head. I remember being like behind first base but pretty high up, and I remember seeing Mo Vaughn in the box and seeing the 42, but I was so little that I remember like going up and seeing 42 on the back lefty bat with a lot of tall people around me, so I couldn't see. And then there's one when I was probably 6 or 7 for Easter. My dad got me some tickets, went to watch Pedro pitch, and he was doing his pregame thing. It started raining, put the tarp out, and then a guy took his shirt off and slid across the tarp.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, those two are
is it so
memories.
Is it amazing though? Is it amazing? Like we talk about like walking in and you're like, oh my goodness, yeah. The green is never greener, and
mm-hmm.
and then you have like the Mo Vaughn thing. You must have been
I think I was six, because that would have been like 97, 98. Probably 98, I think. I don't know what it, I forget what his last year was, but yeah, like you said, the green, like you walk up the tunnel a little bit, and you get the first peek of the grass.
Yeah,
like, wow, it's really here.
How many times have you pitched there?
We made a few trips there with the Braves. I pitched there probably twice. I think
okay.
I had a start there in 18, and then had one in I think 21. Rain delay. I started back up at like midnight to pitch the 8th once after the rain delay. So that was interesting because it was empty. You don't ever see that place empty.
Does it? When you're a kid, like you envision this place, it's like Oz, right? It's and then you get to the bullpen. Wait a second, two lefties can't throw at the same time. It's
yeah.
so small. Things like what struck you about pitching that first time at the place? Because I remember the first time I walked onto a field, it was almost like this is the place I've been watching for so long, and then you walk on it, it's different.
Yeah, I mean, right when we got there, in 18 with the Braves, my first time going there to play, I never got any like high school or KP games there, but I just remember I was like, oh, I gotta go check out the field. So walking down the long visitors tunnel on the pallets and the wood and everything or whatever.
Yeah, you expect it to be like paved with gold or
yeah,
something,
yeah.
but it's not.
You just pop out, and it's real, it's right there. So.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.